If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night, Cammie and I get to have a ruckus sleepover. I said ruckus last time.
I know, you love ruckus.
But every week, we invite you to join. What's going on?
We got a blend.
Baby,
what'd you put on today?
I told you how quickly I was going to just put
I know,
on.
I thought you were putting on tinted moisturizer.
It is.
It is? Why does it look red?
Because it's a tinted moisturizer blush on top of my tinted moisturizer. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that?
Well, no, you can, but the blush isn't blended.
I didn't blend anything. Oh. I just kind of panicked.
Okay.
Because I was just trying to hurry. Does it look really crazy?
No,
it
this
also
side,
doesn't matter.
This side did, but you're good now. You're good.
So just listen on.
Don't watch. I'm also like stinky and gross from my workout. So just do not visually watch this episode.
You know what? Best believe I'm still bejeweled. What's the next line?
Best believe I'm still bejeweled when I walk in the room. Still make the whole place shimmer.
God, I can't stop thinking about Taylor Swift, which we'll get to.
Let's just dive in.
No, we'll get
okay.
there.
Okay. It's all I can think about. I've like not stopped listening to Taylor Swift.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us at this lovely sleepover in the middle of the day. We are excited to have you.
Oh, I have a cue for the PPs.
Okay.
I'd love to know what time of day y'all listen. Ooh. Because we originally were going to record at night, and you guys know we failed on that so quickly.
We're so tired.
We're just like little babies. So I'm sorry.
We're
baby, your peepee. Anyways, I would love to know if you're listening in the morning while you get ready, while you're driving to work or school, while you're doing chores, while you're falling asleep. I have heard people said that this is like their sleep podcast, which I don't know if I'm offended.
Okay, it is a little.
It's like,
boo, got you, bitch. Yeah. Wake up.
You're not going to fall asleep. Now rest. Just kidding.
We just start like screaming every 5 minutes so they have to wake up.
That's fine. Listen to it. Play all the ads through.
That's so true.
Go to sleep. Listen to 20 episodes every night.
Put on old eppies.
Do not put on your timer so it ends at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Just play them off.
Let them ride. Let us know when you listen. And also, dare I say, I've been a little, not peeved.
I thought you were going to say stalking people.
But a little sad.
What?
I guess.
Why?
That I never, what does Riggins have? It's a leaf.
Just let her be.
Just let her be. Oh, she's perfect though.
She's
funny.
Good girl.
I've been a little sad that I feel as if folks don't share when they listen.
And what do you mean?
I'd like to see more people set up.
Of like listening. How they're listening.
Where are they? Are they driving? Well, don't take pictures when
you're
driving.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never done that.
Even just DM bless you? Us.
Cough, sneeze.
Cough.
Oh.
Thank you, though.
Never mind.
I appreciate that.
I wish there was a word for when someone coughs.
Are you okay?
It's like, that's annoying. That's like some mom shit whenever you like cough once and they're like, are you all right?
You go, breathe, like, breathe.
I'm fine.
I'm going to hit your back. ow. Cool. Well, hey, thanks for listening. We're having a very fucking fun summer. And one thing that really added to it.
The summer ever. The summer I turned happy.
The summer I turned poor is yeah. right now.
But that's okay.
This is the summer I turned
that's
poor.
That's okay.
Money is nothing.
We're meeting with our financial advisor tomorrow. And he literally said, we'll need to talk about that tomorrow. And I was like,
you're in trouble?
Yeah. A little bit.
Ooh, ooh.
Oops. Sorry, Simon.
Cool. Well, one thing that made me laugh this week from a pee-pee that I would like to point out is I was talking about when we were going to record on our Geneva chat.
Yeah.
I think. Or I don't know. I posted somewhere.
Somewhere.
And Maria, a pee-pee from Greece, said.
Where in Greece?
Or they have a Greek flag in their name.
Okay.
So could just be Greek.
They're Greek.
They're Greek.
Unclear where they live.
For my sanity, please post today. Thank
when
you.
Did they say that?
Have a good day either way. That was yesterday.
Sorry, Maria.
Sorry, Maria. Oops.
Oopsie.
In fact,
did not post yesterday.
Do you know any Greek?
No. You think like we would have learned some from
Sissipas.
Alia. Is he from Greece?
Yes.
I love Sissipas.
Yeah.
Because he's dating our other favorite tennis player.
Yeah.
And I just like saying Sissipas.
Sissipas. Sissipas. So, Maria, to you, we wanted to say.
Happy Sissipas.
Happy Sissipas. Happy Zizi.
Sorry we didn't post yesterday, Maria, but today's episode is all for you, little baby BB.
Yeah, this one's dedicated to you, girly.
Love you, Maria.
Speaking of Greece.
Oh.
Of countries. Oh. Heard of them? Have you ever heard of a country?
No.
Well, I have been diving into our data. That sounds
data.
Like.
Data. She hacked the mainframe.
I hacked the mainframe.
She's seeing where you little peepees reside.
Yeah, I can see you in your window.
No.
Are we feeling silly again? We always are.
We should announce when we're not feeling silly.
Okay. Just assume we're feeling silly. It'll never happen. Anyway, I've been looking at our data and I'm trying to figure out, you know, where are our peepees? Mm. Where are you? Most of you are in the U.S.
Where in the world is PP San Diego?
Oh, you know, I do. Most of you are in the U.S. Like half are in the U.S. And then it gets like drastically. It gets wiggly.
Yeah.
What?
It gets wiggly.
It gets bejeweled.
Half are in the U.S.?
It gets shimmery. Like half-ish.
Okay.
But what's interesting is I was looking into where we chart. So like where are we high on the chart?
So
because
interesting.
Because often am on my little apps on my Apple Podcast app or my Spotify app and I go to like, you know, what's going on in society and culture podcasts and I look at the top 100.
Yeah.
And to think that we are there for some countries is so silly. So
they're like scrolling and we're just there. And then they were like, what's this? And they listen and I'm like, imagine they're like not queer, not
yeah.
Queer. I don't know.
I can't even imagine it.
Like, I'm just picturing this, like, little boy finding it who's, like, straight cis and just, like, wonder what this is. I'd like to learn about relationships. And then, like, ends up loving
every
it.
Epi.
And love we make that. Him better.
Wow.
I'm just.
Presumption. You really said it.
We opened his mind.
We opened his mind. But I'd like to shout out a few countries.
Oh, let's do it.
The first one is a place called Brunei Darussalam. Have you heard of this?
I have not. I'm embarrassed to admit that.
So
where is that?
Don't know. But
really, you don't know?
Nope, I didn't look it up.
Oh, okay. But you didn't know either. You hadn't heard of it.
I think I've maybe heard of like Brunei. Like maybe it's like an island. Like
Brunei,
the island of Brunei.
Now that just saying Brunei sounds
right.
familiar.
We are the second podcast for relationships there. We rank number 2. In all of society and culture, we rank number 3. And
what?
In all podcasts, we are the 6th most popular podcast.
So either everyone in Brunei is not listening to podcasts and there's like one little pee-pee out there who is faithfully listening.
Yes.
Or everyone's listening and they love us.
Oh my God. Imagine we go and we're celebrities. Imagine we go and there's like, we fly in and everyone's like, they're here. And they give us hats and stuff.
Like the queen.
Yes.
That's yeah. A good picture. That'd be cool.
Okay. So then.
Well, we should first know where it is. We should know anything.
In Bulgaria, we're the number four.
I know Bulgaria.
Relationship podcast.
Four?
Yep. In Argentina.
I feel like people in Bulgaria are like listening. I don't know why.
In Argentina, we're number five.
Okay.
Italy, we're number six.
Okay. We're going to Italy.
We're going. They're going to love us.
Are there peepees in Italy?
Yeah. In Kuwait. Wait for it. We're number seven. This is all in the relationship category.
I don't care. That's incredible to me.
We basically rank top 10 in like many countries, which is amazing.
On Czech Republic?
Yeah, we're talking Czech, Croatia, Kenya, Zambia.
Whoa.
Kyrgyzstan. Then we get to 11.
I really want to go to Croatia.
It's a lovely
place.
I've
heard it's stunning.
I've been. Maybe that's why we rank so high. Maybe they're like, she was here once. They
and
remember.
The other one wants to go.
And the other one. Okay. Then the crazier part to me is, so out of all podcasts, we are number six in Brunei. We are number 150 in Argentina.
I'd like to know the percentage of the population listening to podcasts. In
I don't
countries.
Know, but still, to be 150, there are so many podcasts.
Yeah.
We're the 150th in Argentina.
That's kind of insane.
And then Kenya, we're 236. And I don't know. I just find it.
Mind-boggling.
These are all top 20 of relationship podcasts. And there's
like picturing someone countries. Like sat in Norway, like doing their little household chores or going, taking their dog on a walk, listening to us is like
chaos.
The most absurd thing I've ever heard.
It's amazing.
I also have this thing where I put out content and I don't actually think about anyone ever seeing it. So like if a family or friend or somebody's like, oh, I saw this or I like this or, oh my God, that's cool. You worked with this company or, oh, wait, where did you say you got that mascara? Mm-hmm. I'm like,
same.
People saw this like I maybe because I started on Tumblr where everything felt very secretive.
Oh, that's a great point.
I think it's all still a secret.
I really do get that. You're like, oh, no one even knows what
nobody's
I'm up to.
Seeing this. So I'm picturing people across the world hearing my voice is like
it's what? Crazy. I also feel that with just Instagram in general, like I will go to see maybe once a week, I'll like go look in my story views and like see who viewed a certain story. And it shows me people that I know.
Yeah.
For the first like 10 people.
Yeah.
And then it goes into people I don't know.
Yeah.
And I assume that only 10 people I know saw my thing.
Because check it in like an hour and there'll be different 10 people. Oh. It's also kind of, I believe I haven't cracked the code. I don't really understand who it shows you when you look at that. It'll show if people interact first, but even those interactions, they won't show them. It like, I think it's like who just saw it kind of vibes.
Anyway, it's the same to what you're saying where like if a friend's like, oh my God, I loved that part of the podcast or da da da. I'm like,
huh?
Who told you about it?
We'll like talk about our friends and they'll be like, oh my God, when you said blah, blah about me. And we'll be like, what?
That's why I'm trying to be more commenty, engagey. I'm trying to show people that I see their shit because it's a really nice feeling.
It is.
To hear that, yes, yeah. Of course, people that we don't know or people that follow us or whatever, like that's always lovely and fun.
Yeah.
But people that we do know, it's even more wild and feels like that's so nice. You took the time to do that even though you already know who I am.
Yeah. It's cute. It's really special.
Wow. Well, thank you to everyone listening in all of those countries. I can't believe it.
So cool. Love y'all.
If you are one of the listeners from Brunei,
come to the Geneva chat if it's available in Brunei and tell us all about it.
That sounded like a made up sentence. Come to the Geneva chat if it's available in Brunei.
Come to the Geneva convention.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
They need to change their name. Geneva's confusing.
If you're the Brunei person, people, let us know.
One person.
Maybe we'll try to send you something. Like maybe we make Brunei shirts.
Oh my God.
Staying up collab with Brunei.
I'm going to leave this podcast recording today and go learn anything I can about Brunei. I'll check in next week.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
Brunei captain. It's like aye, but different.
Yeah. Gotcha.
On sad news, Hawaii.
Oh my God.
What's going on in Hawaii, hon? You don't need to give the whole shtick, but.
I don't even understand how it happened. But basically, there were, I don't know what started the initial fire.
Apparently, it's all been wind.
But what. Okay, I'll follow up. But basically, there are fires in Lanai, and unfortunately,
in Maui.
In Maui, on Maui, Lanai is like the specific city on Maui.
I don't
Maui.
Think it's called Lanai.
It's not?
No, it's like called like Lanai or something. It's not Lanai.
Oh, you kept saying Lanai. That was Lanai.
I didn't say Lanai.
I swear you did.
Trying to throw me into the bus.
I swear you just said that.
No.
Well, anyways, there's like a specific city on Maui that there's just crazy fires happening.
Lahaina.
Lahaina.
There you go.
But unfortunately, the fire started and there's been these massive storms that have such high winds. So it's carrying these fires, which when you see fires get really bad anywhere, it's like when they were really bad in LA, because the winds were pushing them, they shouldn't be able to go across freeways. And luckily we have a lot of freeways in LA, so they typically stop it. Mm-hmm. But if winds pick up, it just throws that fire farther.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what was the catalyst of the first fires? Do they know?
I was seeing stuff that said that it could have been started by, like, there are some houseless people that have, like, encampments around there, I guess, and that they often start, like, trash fires.
Yeah.
But then I stopped seeing that and have only seen that, like, with increasing heat and global warming and shit and the winds, it just, like, something must have struck.
It was just a recipe for pure disaster.
And
oh, God.
All these buildings are so old and stuff and probably just made very, like, simply that they just cinched. So
the pictures I saw did not look like the building. They look like new buildings.
Mm.
It, like there was a museum, which a museum in my head is like typically very sturdy, lots of concrete, not a lot that can catch on fire. Did you see that picture like right by the water? It was like before and after.
No.
And that was like, there was like a park, which obviously a lot of greenery, but everything looked like big new buildings that in my mind you protect against fires, but I don't think that fires are that common there either. I don't know. But hearing that people are like jumping into the ocean out of fear is like crazy. I can't imagine being in that state. People are there with like their kids and that is so scary.
Yeah. And if you've never been to Hawaii, it's just one of those places that like, sure, there are touristy areas. And this area, I think, is like more of like a historical tourist area, not like a new tourist area.
Yeah,
but
I've never been to Maui.
It's a lot of people that are just living a simple life of beauty and like just have been there for generations and generations. And like to think that those people, those businesses, like mostly probably owned by just like multi-generational Hawaiians, have like lost these places. It's just so crazy. And we're not trying to be down and stuff, but like
I feel like I haven't heard enough people talking about it though, so I think it's very important to shed light on it.
And best friends of mine from college, so people that I lived with when I right after college, just moved to this area to start a church, and they lost everything. They have four kids. Their house is burned to the ground. They are staying elsewhere. The thing that kills me the most about them specifically is that like they've been posting this, all these updates about their life in Maui since they moved, because they born and raised in Arizona. Like this was a huge move for their family, for their kids and everything. And they've been posting updates about this garden. They've been working so hard on this garden. And like it's around their house and they have all these like veggies and herbs and shit. And like the kids are so excited about it, and the mom and the dad, and like everybody's so like, ooh, this thing grew, or like, look what's changing. Like to imagine the amount of time that they put into that.
Yeah.
And then to imagine that like,
it's just all gone.
All gone.
Yeah.
Burned to the ground.
Native Hawaiians are so precious about the environment and preserving nature. Like they're so good about making sure the beaches are pristine, and that whenever tourists are coming in that they're respecting the area, that it's just like, oh, I hope that there's been a lot of talk about like tourists should not be going to Hawaii because it couldn't handle how many people were coming, especially through COVID. I really hope that anyone who has gone, considered to go, whatever, steps up now. Like if you are willing to put your dollars into traveling there, put your dollars into rebuilding it and protecting this beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah. So for the right way to give back, we don't know, or the right way to help, I guess, is more the right term. We don't know, but we'll do some research and put something in the bio just for what we think. But obviously, like, some of you live in Hawaii. Please comment if you know.
Yeah, let us know if you know the best places to donate that the most help. I always think it's really difficult when natural disasters like this happen to know where the best place to send your dollars to. But yeah, we'll do some research. You guys send us if you have any recommendations and we'll pass it along.
To our peepees in Hawaii, we love you. We're so sorry this is going down. And it's awful. We hope for quickest recovery possible.
Yeah.
Now, changing of the gears, because I don't want to feel so sad for so long.
I'm like, we should talk about this at the end.
What do we saw Taylor Swift.
that did get me hyped, that, I will say. That did get me hyped back up.
Is it time to share about it?
Yeah, let's do a quick rundown.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people have been like wanting massive details on this. I don't think we have massive details. I did post videos on like my TikTok and Reels and all of that. So you can check out. There's like a detailed timeline basically of what went down. But
are you a Swiftie? Do you want to share your background as a Swiftie? What it was like going in?
Yeah. So I think for our age group, we grew up like we were there when Swiftie started. So I think we've been
on there before Swiftie started.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like that it was kind of a roller coaster. I think a lot of our generation had a similar experience of like being all for it and then like thinking internalized misogyny and misogyny kind of like pulled through and we're like, she's too calculated and fake and contrived and then falling back in. So I really liked Taylor Swift when she first came out. I did not like country at all. And then when she came out, I was like, I'm sorry, do I love country? She's incredible. And I only and I only saw her one time. She opened up for Rascal Flatts.
Iconic.
In Pittsburgh.
Iconic.
Wild. And she definitely was like, she was not a nobody. She, I think, signed on to the tour and then kind of blew up. I don't know if Fearless came. I forget what year it was.
Unreal.
But yeah, she is incredible. And then Red really got me in my feels. I think it came out like at the perfect time for me. It was like one of those like coping albums for me. And then, yeah, I would always like anything she put out, but I wasn't like seeking her out very much.
Yeah.
And then Midnights came out and I dove back headfirst into my Swiftiness.
Yeah.
And I swiftly dove headfirst. So yeah, I was very stoked about the show. Tried to get tickets. Everything was going down.
My background as a Swiftie is that similar to Cam's, I maybe was more of a fan back then. Like, I just go
cutting
to the,
me off.
Well, no, because you were going to go into the story. I said it, that we tried to get tickets.
Yeah, I was just sharing my like feelings around it, but it's okay. Continue.
Oh, sorry, honey. I thought you were going to go and I thought you forgot, which is why I put myself in.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Continue. Well, now I feel uncomfortable.
Well, you should.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was just going to say that it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
It does matter.
I was a fan, obviously, like we all were growing up and going through breakups and getting your first car and listening to the music all high and, you know, not high. I'm not like the volume high.
Yeah.
Or high. However,
you were not.
I was not.
You were not.
No, I was like driving home from church blasting Taylor Swift. But then I saw 1989 and then I started to think like when she got like big ass, like biggest. Sorry.
I don't remember when she got a big ass, but okay.
When she got super duper fucking famous, where it was like then her, it was like she got so famous that like she became more private. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
totally, like, totally.
That switch was when I lost interest somehow, because then I started to think like it was all calculated. Mm. And then, yeah. So I went into this as like a Swiftie is what I would call it. It's a soft Swiftie.
I still like Softie.
Softie is nice, but it's already a word.
Yeah, I know, but.
So I go Swiftie.
Swiftie is weird to me.
Anyway, I'm sorry for cutting you off. That's totally thought that you were forgetting about me.
I would never, baby.
Okay.
What's your favorite album?
Right now, I'm loving Midnights. Obviously.
Yeah.
I just think it's so fun.
Yeah.
Lover's great as well.
Fab.
You?
I'm a big Reputation girl myself. God. I love her. I don't give a fuck. Sexy, a little kooky energy. Yeah, it's so much fun. I never got into Folklore or Evermore.
Me neither.
And I think I really missed out because that is the type of music I really like.
Yeah.
So I have been diving in and it's been very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
I mean, for me right now, Karma is the most fun to sing.
Yeah.
It's the most creative.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's just every line is like a bop to me. I sound like I'm talking about something like so important, which is very funny, but
it is important.
It is important. You're totally right. I think so. What about you?
I don't know. It keeps changing. I think because I'm going like back into her discography. Right term?
Yeah. Discography. It's a very weird word.
Discography.
Yes.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's not discography. It's discography.
I'm going to go with discography.
Yeah.
Discography. Yeah, I'm going to say it wrong. I like it better. Yeah, so actually, Midnights, none of those songs are my current favorites because yeah. I like not played them out sounds negative, but I like was so into them. Yeah, and now that I'm rediscovering old songs I loved and discovering songs that I didn't really know,
yeah,
I'm just kind of all over the place. Oh, I really like The One.
Dude, me too. I was just trying to think what that song was in my head because I was like, there's a new song that I've been loving. Not new, but a song that's been new to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, God. Yeah, The One really gets me. And I just like, I just think of her. Wishing she was with Carly.
Okay, yeah. I was like, damn, baby, tell me.
When you think of me.
So what's the short of our ticket journey?
You want to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
Thursday night, night one of the six shows for Taylor in LA. Taryn looks at me. I ask her to go for a walk around the lake in LA. And Taryn looks at me and goes, should we go to Taylor Swift tonight? Mm-hmm. We are exhausted. We had woken up really early, worked out. We didn't really eat well that day. We are beat. But tickets were notoriously dropping so low. It was like a big thing. It was all over the news. And Taryn's like, wait, we need to go to the show. So we're like keeping an eye on them. We go on our walk. We come back. It's 5:30. Like we probably should have left for the show if we were going to go.
Yeah.
But tickets are just going down and down and down. And we're like, we need to see the show. We're making dinner. We're listening to Taylor. We're getting so hyped. We decide we are going to be prepared every other night of the show.
Yeah.
And if it happens again and tickets go low, we are just going to pull the plug and we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So we decide the amount we're willing to spend. And it's already absurd. I'm like, am I willing to spend that? But we are talking ourselves up. What was your reasoning of wanting to spend money and go? Your main thing that you were like, I have to.
Obviously, I like Taylor Swift. Okay. Secondly, it was like the fear of my kids someday being like, you didn't go to the Eras tour. That's how I will feel about the Harry Styles tour. I believe that if Harry continues to like grow as he has been, and that tour was so historic,
yeah,
that like those pictures of him at that tour are going to be so iconic, like,
yeah,
almost like early Beatles energy. Mm-hmm. That I'm nervous already for our kids being like, well, why didn't you fucking go to Harry's house? Like, he's a queer icon. So I'm glad that we did this for Taylor, but that was my main thing,
yeah.
I just don't want my kids one day to be like, you dumbass.
That's so cute.
And you want to go because you wanted to
go. Oh, I just wanted to not have regrets for myself. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what our kids think. But I just think it's so cute that you were like, our kids are going to be so disappointed in us.
If I raise them right,
yeah,
they'll be disappointed.
My reasoning was like, I was thinking about how much money I had been looking. We have a wedding in Italy and we need a bunch of different outfits for these different events and they're like themed, and I was looking up outfits and they were all so expensive and I was like, this is so silly spending this much money on clothes. That really gets me.
Frank just ripped a fucking Tootie
Franklin
McGavin in between us.
It looked dead in your eyes while I did it.
God. He was like, Frankie, that was icky bubba.
That was weird. That's a little icky. I have a hard time spending money on like clothes and like materialistic things. I'll spend money, but like I don't buy designer shit. I just don't do that. I don't drop like $500 on a
shirt.
You're
not dropping big dollars on one item, but yeah. you buy clothes.
Of course I buy clothes. But like, I still feel that's like, I have a hang up on spending money on those things, on travel, on experiences.
Yeah.
I justify it, which a lot of people Same. Are like, well, then it's gone. You don't have it. But I'm like, I'm not going to care about those pieces
memories
of
last
clothes.
Forever, baby.
Yeah. But yeah. So anyways, we decide what we're willing to spend. Friday comes along, night two of the Eras Tour in LA. And we're like, we got to do this. So we were prepared. We're like showered. We make sure we eat. If we see tickets, we're going to go. They're not dropping like they were Mm-mm. the night before.
At all.
Yeah.
But
it was spooky.
Not two shabs.
So we get to a point where we're like, we have to leave.
Yeah.
We have to get in our Uber right now.
It's an hour Uber without traffic.
And it turned into an hour and a half. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So we raw dog it.
You keep saying that.
I love saying that. We literally get in our Uber with no tickets. Taryn's checking it the whole time we're on our way. We finally get to the venue. Still, we get out of our Uber, no tickets. Walking around the stadium, no tickets. I really start panicking at this point.
I get that.
Because I'm seeing tickets dwindle and prices rising. Which sound like, in theory, I'm like,
ticket dwindle, pricey reggie.
Ticket dwindle, price reggie reggie. In theory, I'm like, they have to keep going down and down because these people have these tickets. Do they want to lose out on whatever they paid for and just not sell them? Or
turns out
like,
they do.
What are they doing? So it's about an hour before Taylor comes on. We can hear Haim playing, which we really didn't want to miss, but we're missing. And I see tickets that were like, there were floor tickets for like $950 mm-hmm, at one point. Mm-hmm. I see those go. There were $800 ones in a suite. I see those ones go. Yeah. And I see tickets that were $1,200 go to like $2,200.
It was chaos.
There's
no
like
rhyme or reason.
$1,000 tickets. I'm freaking out. We finally find tickets and we're like, I think they were just above our budget. And we're like, do it, do it, do it. Mm-hmm. Taryn's not logged into Game Time. I had a panic attack at that moment. Internally, I didn't want to freak Taryn out because I wanted to be quick with the fingers. But
yeah,
it's not working. We're freaking out. So now we're at this point, we are looking on SeatGeek mm-hmm. and we find new ones.
Also, what a silly name. We've never talked about
SeatGeek.
It.
SeatGeek. I'm a SeatGeek. I'm SeatGeek. It's like a, what's it called at Best Buy? What are they called?
Something squad. Genius squad.
Geek squad.
Geek squad.
Geek squad. It's geeks.
And
it's all in the geeks.
Genius bar at yeah. Apple.
Ugh, whatever. We find new tickets. Taryn buys them. We're stoked. We're not getting the fucking email. Mm-hmm. We're waiting. And I'm like, oh my God, is the seller going to have to like go on? And this it's somebody who's like aloof, forgot they're even selling mm-hmm. tickets. Mm-hmm. And they're just not going to send them. We get the email. It's just loading. It's probably like, this whole thing at the end was probably maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Felt like an hour.
Felt so long.
I log into my phone, in Taryn's account. We get them. We're running. The lady's like, oh, you have to go in that entrance. It's 12. We look up. We're at like 2. We're like, oh, it's so far. 12 is 2 over because it mm-hmm. works its way back down. We're running. We're so excited. We get inside. We get, like, we have to pee. We need to eat. We need to get a drink. We're like freaking out. That was where the real chaos hit.
A part that really made me feel embarrassed is that when we were running, I heard a girl go, they're running. And I was like,
that's not embarrassing for us. It's embarrassing for her.
I was embarrassed for me because I really did think to myself, I am running.
Yeah, but we had a lot to do. We needed to get in there.
I know, but I was embarrassed.
And babe, thank God we did because we were seconds
yeah.
away from missing the countdown. We got in there.
We did it right. Like, I just felt like,
I'm not embarrassed.
Whoa, I'm the girl running outside the Taylor Swift concert.
And I'd do it again. And I'd run I would harder do it again, and faster.
But I would also be embarrassed again.
I would never be. You should not be embarrassed.
That's a weird phrase. You should not be embarrassed.
You should not be embarrassed.
That's like someone telling you, you shouldn't be anxious.
That's super different. Super. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You should own it and be proud.
No, you have nothing to be embarrassed about. And you should not be embarrassed or different.
Embarrassment and anxiety are very different things.
I agree. But
you
do you hear what I'm saying
anxiety?
About these
yeah,
two?
Yeah, but they're not comparable. Moving on. They're not comparable. Get out of here.
I'm feeling a tenseness between us. Are we okay?
Oh, we're okay. Maybe it's residual from being cut off earlier.
I thought you forgot about me. That's what you're not hearing.
I know, but assumptions make an ass out of you and me. I didn't forget you. I had another thing to share about my trajectory of my Taylor fandom. But it's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry.
But you shouldn't feel embarrassed. You should be proud to run for Taylor. You're a bigger Swiftie than her. She's a fucking Swiftie. Loser. I bet she's a Hetlor.
Thanks, honey. Anyway, we got in. We saw the concert. It was amazing.
Magical. And then we wanted to go again. So bad.
Yeah. And the short of that is that we prices were way too high. Prices were way too high. Can't do it.
Robbery. Robbery. Highway robbery.
Twice as much and for worse seats. Behind the screen. Just terrible. Ah! So we're very proud with how things landed.
It worked
out. We're very excited that we went. So excited. I'm more of a Swiftie than I was when I went. Than before I went, I mean. And she did a move. Oh. So sexy.
You want to show it?
Could you?
No. I think you should.
I'm not going to.
Okay. You can explain it.
Basically, I don't find Taylor Swift to be... I wouldn't describe her as sexy. Would you? If you had 10 words, would sexy be one of them?
No, but I think she, like, that video of her, like, flirting with interviewers, I'm like, you're fucking hot, man. Okay. I think she's sexy. I do.
Her onstage persona, to me, doesn't scream sex.
Yeah. Until it needs to. Until reputation turns on and she goes, hello, everybody.
The way you said that was interesting for me. That felt nice. However, I digress. She did this move. There was a chair dance. I love a chair dance. Put a girl on a chair and I'm there. And they just did this thing where they slowly lowered their body and then
a quick
drop down to the seat. Mm-hmm. And they did it about 3 times during this song. And I feel as if I blacked out and then woke back up every time that butt smacked.
Yeah.
And as I'm speaking now, it feels very weird to be talking about this out loud.
Why?
Is this wrong of me to be saying?
She's a grown-ass woman and so are you, baby. She knows what she's doing. She wants you to, like, she could have. It was sexy enough. A chair dance, always sexy.
Yeah.
Her dragging the chair forward, that whole thing, sexy.
Yeah.
She could have even, like, sat and, like, spread eagle on the chair, sexy. She could have sat. She slowly went down and then she knew what she was doing.
I know, I get it. I do believe she knew what she was doing. She was not puppeted. However, well,
then what's wrong?
Is it weird of me to be publicly expressing how hot I thought it was?
Not at all.
Okay.
Honey, this podcast is all about us being vulnerable so that the things that we think only we feel, we have other peepees out there going, Taryn, I too enjoyed the pussy drop. I too enjoyed it.
I just never want to be...
Gross.
I feel like I'm being a little gross.
Sometimes it's okay to be gross.
I also don't feel like I am often gross about women, which makes it feel grosser, if that makes sense.
I hear that.
Yeah, well, it was a special experience. And then what I found to be the cutest part of the whole Taylor Swift saga is that last night was the last night of the tour. We didn't go. Tickets were way too fucking expensive. Carl is outside. We have a hummingbird named Carl.
Hi, Carl.
He just landed on that tree over there. He just keeps coming by. He's kind of far, but
fucking love Carl.
I love that bird.
What a G.
What a fucking G.
It went on so much longer than I anticipated.
You speak for yourself. I was.
I mean, you were
taken over.
Doing it.
Anyway. What was I saying? I got lost in the sauce.
I don't know.
Oh, the last night of the concert was last night. We didn't go. The tickets were too expensive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there was all this hubbaloo. She's going to announce this. She's going to wear this. Blah, blah, blah. And so we found a stream.
We watched a live stream.
And watched a live stream in bed. And we sang quietly to each other. Just kind of like, could have been one. Like, just so. And then I just thought, this is so much better than spending $1,000 just like laying in bed with you, like,
yeah,
singing it.
Yeah,
not better.
Different. No, but it was great.
Yeah,
well, because we already had the experience.
It would have been,
did not need to go again. We got caught up in all of the magic.
I'm always down to relive an experience.
Yeah, I typically am not. I like to keep that one. Because I'm like, one time's amazing, two time it's like never gonna, the excitement is never going to be the same.
Yeah.
I really like to just savor that one time. Like, it's special that you only get it once. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the joy of it, or a big part of it. But concerts randomly, I'm like down to, like, after we saw Dua, I was like, I would see that again. It's just such an enjoyable experience. And concerts make me really emotional.
Yeah.
I have this like sick thing around I'm going to cry right now thinking about it. Watching people achieve their dreams, like American Idol used to always get me good in my feels. But it's specifically artists, like just knowing that this was like a little girl in her bedroom playing her little guitar being like, I'm going to write songs. Like, I'm going to do this.
She's crying.
Every time. It's so cute.
We have one viral video where this girl's crying and now she's at it again.
I can't help it. It's so cute. It's just like so sweet that it's like, that. Stop it. Oh, it's so cute.
Does
it's
it make like
there
you-
are so many people there just for her. And so much of the show is just her on the little runway. Mm-hmm. Like maybe some lights. Sometimes the runway is just like black, the screen's not doing anything, and it's just her. And then it's like this stadium full of people for 6 nights in her 19th city. Like, what?
Okay, statistician.
Well, I know because it was the 19th city, and it was the eighth month of the year on the 1989 came out. Like, we knew it was coming.
One of my favorite qualities of Cammy, like, if I were to make a action figure of her and it had like it listed like the different qualities that you get when you buy that, is
I'm so scared she will
refer to things like collective knowledge as like we. She'll be like, oh well, we think that da 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 da, instead of like I think or I heard or whatever. She'll be like, yeah, well, like if there was like a murderer and you don't know who did it, she'd and she watched 30 TikToks on it about people's different thoughts. She'd be like, yeah, we are really sure that the car is Bob's. Oh, cousin Bobby. He's back.
You're always thinking about
I'm
Bobby.
I'm always thinking about Bobby. But she just connects to these communities.
Well, that's what makes it special, that it's like you're not just in it. It's like collectively we feel this way.
I just think it's sweet that you literally say we. Like, like other Swifties is what I would say. And you would say like.
No, but it's like we.
United we stand. Yeah. I know. I just love that.
I think they would say it too.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
But you just do it with everything. Like if she's talking about like science, she would say we. Yeah. We don't know about iron deficiency. And you're like, who's we? You didn't do the research. But because you watched a couple ticks.
My Pisces really hopping out every which way, crying and like, this is just about all of us.
It's really lovely.
Whew, I'm sobbing.
And hoodlum. It was special.
Oh, so special. And I remember last week's episode, you were talking about like, I'm just really feeling the female energy right now. Like everything.
It's a lot.
Women are everywhere. It's all about women.
It's the best.
But I feel like this week confirmed it every which way we looked. Like it was just
women
nonstop.
Are womening.
It was like the women are womening and they are winning hard.
It's girl summer.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's girl year.
I saw a stat. The VMA nominations just got. I don't know, whatever. They announced
released.
It. Released.
That's we
it.
Just released the VMA nominations.
No, see, I wouldn't say that because I have nothing to do with that. We just learned of the, that's
yes,
it.
That's what she would say.
Because we did.
But you did. Who are you claiming else with you?
Well, it's not just about me.
You're just
we're
saying.
All experiencing it. They let the people know. We the people, not I the people.
Okay, go ahead.
It's not I the person. It's we the people.
Because you know why? Because no one says I the person. So,
anyways, it's let me read my stat. Get out of here.
Hi.
It's we. Hi. We're the problem. It's us.
Wait. I have one thing I have to share before you get to the stat. Okay, go ahead. The guy that was standing in front of us at the Taylor Swift concert had a shirt on that said, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
And when that song came on, he was so adorable. He kept pointing at his back every time.
Like, me. Hi. And then we're laughing. Then, he was like, and we were like,
we went like this. It's you. Hi. You're the problem. It's you.
Which sounds really aggressive when you put it that way.
But he was loving
it. He died.
But to think that we were yelling like, it's you, you're the problem. And this guy's like, yeah.
And loving it.
Okay.
Okay. Stat. My VMA stat. The Artist of the Year nominations, only women. For the first time in history, only women.
Whoa.
We got, wait, have you seen it?
I just saw it.
Oh, shit. I wanted you to guess.
I saw it. I'm
okay,
so sorry.
Okay, you guys can take a minute and guess who you think's nominated. I'll give you a second.
It's you.
We got Beyonce, duh, and Taylor Swift, obviously. Then we got Miss Doja Cat, Carol G, Nicki Minaj, and Shakira.
Nicki continues to just be around.
She's always there.
She's always there.
Been there. I remember when I learned every word to her. Oh, that's another thing I do a lot. That would be on the action figure. Learns every lyric to every song she likes. I was learning every word to her songs in high school, sitting outside my like dance gym waiting for practice. And yep. I would just like run it back.
She will like go back like 5 seconds and be like,
yeah, sometimes things are a little wordy and you got to get it down. Also, Taylor Swift is a rapper.
Oh no.
She doesn't sound like one.
We've lost her.
She doesn't sound like one because she is somehow always singing the words. But when you hear other people try to sing her songs, they can't sing it. It's too fast. So it sounds like they're rapping because they can't carry a tune and say it that quickly. Like, that girl must do exercise. Whoa, she's gay. To get a tongue moving that fast, gotta be gay.
That's gross. I feel as if that's gross.
I don't care.
Do you feel gross?
No.
Good.
Yep.
We feel. Okay. So the women are crushing it at the VMAs. I would also like to say the tours that are happening. We have Beyonce. We have Taylor Swift.
Saving the economy.
Barbie.
We still haven't seen it. No spoilers.
Yeah. Still haven't seen it. I mean, we know what it's about. It's like, it's got to be like, oh, Barbie's doesn't need the Ken.
But my masseuse yesterday, this was a bizarre experience.
That's a loss for the women.
She was telling me that it's okay to get spoilers because it's not about what the movie's about. It's what it leaves you with.
That's what I'm saying. That spoiler, you just said no spoilers. And I said, but we know.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, we already know everything.
No, I just like, obviously it's going to touch us all differently, but.
Yeah, us.
Try to get you.
True.
No, that made sense. Anyway, so we've got Beyonce. We've got Taylor. We've got Barbie. We've got the VMAs. We have the fucking Women's World Cup that has everyone watching women's sports.
Oh, my God. And they're so good.
I mean.
But should we talk about the women's U.S. team for a sec?
Yeah. My last win for the women that I was thinking about
before we go into a loss.
There's a lot of true crime podcasts coming out.
Yeah.
Most of which are women hosted.
Yeah. I've never heard a man sword and scale. Was that it? There was this that was like too dark. And didn't the guy get canceled?
I don't know. I just know their name because they were on Patreon when I worked there.
I don't know if I'm talking about the right one. But I used to listen to this one that like got way too dark. And then allegedly, from my memory, he got canceled. And I might be way off.
I was going to make a controversial statement.
Do it.
And Shay.
Yes.
Did.
You look like the Grinch. Oh, scary.
Holiday hoobie wedding. Oh, what will I wear?
What's your
jury duty? Jury duty. Blackmail. Okay. Eviction notice. What have I been saying around the house? What's my line?
What?
My your Grinch line.
All of those.
No, but there's a main one.
Max? That's it. I'm not going. Mine was pretty good. I did it. I am so bad at imitations.
Max, that's it. I'm not going.
Mine was better, I think.
That's it. I'm not going. Going.
Going's getting weird.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what's your controversial statement?
My controversial statement is that I forgot about it. Let me think.
You forgot it?
Yeah, what was it about?
US women's team.
No. True crime.
True crime.
I was going to say, a win for the women is that it's rarely women doing shady shit.
Oh, statistically, the women are not committing crimes. Or are they not getting caught?
Okay, so.
Is that your hot take?
With the amount of true crime that I've been listening to, the women are kooky.
Women are just way smarter.
Smarter? I would say women are scammier.
Yes.
Men are dangerous.
Yes.
That's not what I mean.
Men are murderers.
I don't mean that.
Men, women, scammers. We women, scammers. You men, murderers.
Murdies.
Murdochs. Whoa.
Murdies in the building. So yeah, that was my hot take. I just feel like the more true crime scam specific things I listen to, the more I'm like, okay, women are up to some shady shit.
Yeah.
But like if you watch the news, it's men.
Yeah, because they're doing like dumb shit and heinous crimes.
And like the big
and
money
And women
crimes.
Are like, they're just a little smarter so they can like scam.
We're just loving women.
We've always respected scammers a bit.
That's a whole other episode.
Okay, we won't.
We should talk about what scams we would do.
Okay. Save it.
Oh, God. I would
bookmark
love
it.
To be a scam artist.
Ear dog it. Is that what it's called? Ear dog?
Earmark.
Ear.
Dog ear.
Dog
You're
ear.
You're mixing two things.
Yeah. Earmark, dog ear.
Okay. We'll write this down and talk about scammies another time. I'm going to start calling you Scammy. Scammy Scott.
I love it.
But for as well as the girls are doing, there's some questionable choices that the girlies are also making lately.
So I guess the first L, which I hot take don't find it as an L, is the U.S. women's team getting knocked out of the World Cup.
That is an L. But you said you have something.
I said I don't find it as. My hot take is that I don't think it's an L.
I mean, it's a shame. Like something to be ashamed of, but shame as in sad.
Totally. I don't think they played well enough. Mm-hmm. And the other teams, the other countries have been crushing it.
Yeah.
They have just been doing insane things, like all against the laws of physics. Don't understand how they're doing this shit.
Yeah.
Incredible athleticism.
They're wild.
And the U.S. team just couldn't get it together. I think that, would have been cool if they got the three-peat, but it's just going to create healthy competition.
Beautiful.
Where now they're like, I love an underdog, so now they're going to be the underdogs next, 4 years from now. And that's exciting. I think that's cool. And I think it like shows that they're not just dominating this, that the other countries are just as, if not, and definitely are better right now.
Yeah.
And that's great. Good. I don't want there to be one team who's great.
Yeah. An L that we don't get to cheer for the U.S. and many of our PPs don't as well, but maybe a big undercover win for other PPs around the world.
Yeah.
Who should we cheer for and why? Tell us in Geneva. Tell us on Instagram who should be our next World Cup team.
Who y'all rooting for?
I would like to discuss a loss very briefly and say that Ariana Grande is messy.
Oh my God.
And she's worrying me for women.
It's like everything's making sense. I don't like to make assumptions about celebrities. I always feel really icky about it. But
hers,
and I don't normally say mine out loud. But this time I'm like, it's all adding up.
Yeah.
I mean, she's with Scooter. And we're Swifties, so we shouldn't like her already.
Whoa.
I would never just dislike a woman. She has not scorned me. Whatever. But I just think there's a lot of questionable acts that have been going back for a long time. And now we're all like.
The short of what's going on with Ariana Grande right now is that she and her husband got a divorce. And she is already with a new guy that is her co-star, I think, in Wicked, which she is starring in Broadway. And he just had a baby with his wife.
Just had a baby.
And left his wife, apparently, for...
That's some next level shit.
And he played SpongeBob on Broadway. And I'm like, okay, Ariana Grande, you're going to go for SpongeBob.
I don't mind that. He looks just like her brother.
And it's disgusting, Frankie. Yeah.
She doesn't like her cousin. She likes her brother. Whoa.
And he's gay. And that's why she had to go for...
Whoa. Is that why you didn't go for Bobby? He's gay?
No. I did go for Bobby.
Ooh.
Gross. Okay, so I...
That was gross. You should feel embarrassed. Just kidding.
I can make love to my cousin if I want to.
Oh!
to my fictional cousin.
Don't tell them Bobby's not real.
Oh, they caught me.
Changed his name.
All to say, I think that Ariana Grande is being messy, and it's not a good look for us girlies that have been, like, oh, when she did Thank You Next, I felt so much power for her. I said, go off, girl. Do your thing. Now I'm feeling you went off a little too hard. Now this Thank You Next felt a little messy.
Yeah.
And I feel sad.
The, like, allegedly, they went on a double date, her and her ex-husband and him and his ex-wife, when everyone was still together.
Yeah.
She allegedly held their baby and said, I can't wait to have one of my own. Ah!
And then she probably looked up at the guy at SpongeBob and she was like, do you want it to be your baby?
Oh my God. Like, makes me cringe. It's, I hope that we find out, like, none of this is actually how things went down. Like, but if I was his ex-wife.
Bad.
Oh, the rage I would feel.
It's giving Ned Fulmer.
Well, and now, like, yes. Oh my God, yes.
It's giving Ned Fulmer from
But
the
now,
Try
like,
Guys.
If they get together, is she stepmom? Like, is she, like, that I, is the rage I, thin. The mama bear I would feel of, like, you are not touching my fucking kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the Lizzo stuff. I don't know how I feel. I haven't really learned enough, but it seems as if Lizzo is taking an L for the ladies.
So I need to look into it more. So
not taking an L.
Is making it
yeah. out for the ladies.
I need to look into it more as well. When something is like this serious of allegations, like this is not just cheating and messy and whatever, yeah. like not nice. This is bad, bad stuff. I don't like to just like read a couple headlines. But I did see another video of a woman who got like the court information. And was saying like,
oh, I love that you can just access that stuff.
Yeah, which I would like to read it. But she said that she thinks it's getting very sensationalized. And if you look at it, it's bizarre that there isn't certain evidence. Like there's like alluding to, well, this happened and this was said. But then there's no, like there should be evidence for that. And it's not being backed up or corroborated.
Interesting.
So I'd like to hear more. What did you think about Lizzo's apology? Did you read it?
I read the beginning, mm-hmm. I think, of her kind of being like, oh, this isn't the full story. Didn't she say something like that?
Something like that.
I don't know. I don't get it all, but I don't want to make a judgment on something that I don't know about.
Yeah.
But it does feel like that would be a bummer if that was true. That's all.
It's just a bummer because I think she's
basically shamed people on her team for gaining weight and stuff.
Correct. Yeah,
is like the shortest.
And there's
of
like
it.
A lot of like, sexual harassment. Allegations, like pressuring people to do stuff at like they're at like a club in Amsterdam or Paris somewhere,
and they wanted her to
like do
take her shirt off or something
stuff.
Like that.
And, well, there was like one that was talking about like eating a banana.
Oh,
that was like, I don't know, like really foul stuff, like okay, intense gross. Stuff. Not foul if it's like you're kink and you're doing that consensually, but like to make someone do that and being in a position of power. Just some very bizarre stuff.
Weird vibes.
Yeah.
Weird vibes.
Not cool. It's just really disappointing if these are true because she is such an important figure for so many people. Like she stands up for so many marginalized groups. And then to have this is like, it's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
what movie is it? I think it's like Tina Fey or something, and like it's like the first female driver in a country, and then she wrecks, and they're like, that's tough. That's
yeah.
tough for women.
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like one of those moments where you're like, I don't want to blindly be like, this can't be true. It's not true, but I like am hoping that it's not
yes.
true. But obviously, you want to believe the victims as well, and probably took so much for them to come out and share this. But yeah, it's like, how do you feel? Like, I want it to not be true because I don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
I want to believe she's like this great, wonderful person. So it's like hard to hear anyone doing these bad things. But then I also don't want to think that anyone would lie about it. It's just like it's a tough, tough thing all around.
We can
but
end
I'm sick
it
of the Notes app apologies. I'm so sick of those.
Oh, how else do you want them to apologize?
I just feel so contrived. I'm like, obviously your legal team is writing this. Like your PR team and legal team got together. Like, I don't know. I get that you have to.
Of course
to.
They have to.
I know, but I'm just.
How would you rather they say sorry?
I just want them to speak as a human and just like be so upfront. But I get once it's a legal issue, it's just
yeah.
you got to be careful what you say. But I would just want like if it truly was like a misunderstanding or whatever, I'd be like, holy shit. Like this is not what I stand for. Like, I am so heartbroken that anyone feels this way. Like, this was not.
Yeah, I didn't read it, so I don't know what she did or didn't do.
I just want face to face.
Like, I get that. You want her to knock on your door like a little Mormon.
Not face to face to me.
And say, Cammy, I know that you are the we. And I'd like to apologize to you on behalf of the rest of the world. Sure. I'd like to end it on a win for the ladies, which is girl dinner has been trending on TikTok. Which is basically like sometimes you don't want to have a full dinner. A lot of girlies.
You just don't want to make a meal. You want to stand in front of your fridge and give it picky. Make a little like charcuterie board out of whatever's in there.
We call them picky plates. Where you just like kind of sprinkle random shit on a plate and that's your dinner. And I love that that's becoming normalized. Girl dinner.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Okay. Let's read from a peepee and then we'll call it a day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Cammy and Taryn.
Hi.
I have a bit of a moral quandary.
Oh, a quandary.
These names have been changed for anon. I, Alex, am gay. And have a long-term partner, Betty. It's giving Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor, your peepee.
Oh my God, Taylor Swift wrote in.
She's like, I write a lot of songs about this lover, but nobody knows. She married a man and has two babies.
She's two kids.
Yeah.
Spook. I have a long-term partner, Betty. We live in a pretty conservative country. Don't ask, don't tell gay rules, which is upsetting. Ugh. Are you Brunei? Oh my God. We could lose our jobs or go to jail if we are too open.
Oh God.
My partner and I both have stable jobs and are pretty happy with them. The only issue is we need to be homophobic at work. We both do this as a protection to not be ostracized or worse, fired from our respective jobs. A friend of ours, Nina, who works in my office, says that going as far as participating in homophobic talk is a form of self-hate and that we should just walk away from those conversations. She also thinks that us lying should weigh on us morally since we are gay and are constantly trying to live a better life. Nina is pan and is never in a long-term relationship. We love her and value her and know that this talk is from a place of her own pride of being who she is, not from hate. Betty and I both think that if we always stay away from these topics or divert the talk, it will arouse suspicion in our lives because we plan on living together and possibly moving away together. If we present a united homophobic best friend stance, we can slide by, no questions asked. What do you guys think? Is Nina right? And should we stop being outwardly homophobic at work, even if it's to protect ourselves? Thank you, your pillow princess.
Aww. Nina needs to back off a little bit. I just don't.
Nina, two steps to the left.
I understand it's coming from a place of love, but I just don't think that that's fair. You two are going to handle this how you see best. Everyone has their own journey. Nina, back off with love. I am like countries who have like a don't ask, don't tell policy and all that. Why are you all talking about it so much? Like if nobody's out and like being queer, you're not allowed to talk about it. Like why are all the supposed, like I bet everyone at the watering hole is gay and they're like, those gays, gross, right? And they're like looking next to each other like, right? Hoping that someone's gonna be like, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. And then they can all be like, oh my God, thank you.
Fair.
Like, why are people who are homophobic always talking about gay people? Get a life.
Well, let's be on their side for one second. Not on their side, but let's hear their side.
On the gay, on the homophobic
side. Okay.
No, thank you.
Lizzie. Do you talk about your fears a lot? I don't think
my God.
I don't think it's fair.
No, I don't.
I talk about my health anxiety very often.
Honey. What?
Listen, I am not agreeing.
You think they all flat out have a phobia of gay people?
You're coming at me hot. I'm not saying that I think this is what's happening. Okay. I'm saying you ask me why are gay people or are homophobic people always talking about gay people? And I'm trying to answer that question.
That is crazy. I don't think they're actually, I'm sure there are some people, but like they're not actually scared unless they're scared. If they're scared that they're going to catch it, they already got caught.
I'm not using it as an explanation. I was just playing a game of why would they be talking about it?
It's just like, how often is this coming up at work? Like, why is anyone talking about it? And you have a don't ask, don't tell policy. They shouldn't even be talking about it. Send them to jail. Shut up.
That's such a good point. You could talking. Like, call 911 and be like, they won't stop talking about it.
Yeah. Call in on the homophobes. Be like, oh my God, Jake is always talking about it. I think he might be a little flirty.
Okay. I don't think we're giving just helpful kidding. Advice. Sorry. Which is what you want in this moral quandary that you're having. Mm-hmm. But what's your high level? What's your top of the, what do you think?
I would try to find a little bit more balance. I think a lot of us are guilty of that, of trying to play the part to fit in, to not be like supporting. But there are a lot of people in your country, I'm sure, who are not queer and also support queer people. And they're not, like, I almost feel like leaning too hard in is putting like a scarlet letter on you, where I think you could kind of find a little more balance where you're not being homophobic. Like, maybe don't fight them on conversations, but I don't think you need to be joining in that much.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's a little bit much. You could not, I mean, I don't know how your country is. I don't know the specific laws. I don't know if people are flat out like getting a hunch, sorry. And like, it's a witch trial where they're like, so-and-so didn't say the homophobic thing back. I bet they're gay. Like, I think you could kind of just not participate a little bit more, because it is, as much as you say it's like to protect yourself and all that, it is going to weigh on you. I think when most queer people went through that, the more you kind of would like talk about it to hide, like, you're still saying those words and it is affecting you. You are carrying on to that. So I would practice trying to like not participate as much. Make an excuse. You have a meeting to get to, like, you, lunch is over, whatever it may be. I would try to like see yourself out of those a little bit more often, just to have a healthier relationship with yourself. That'd be my advice.
I get that. I think that it's so hard to tell from not being in your shoes, because I'm like your email said, I need to be homophobic at work. It's like,
yeah,
that sentence to me sounds so outlandish that like you would need to be hateful of a group to fit in. So I don't know if it's just that bad there, where people do talk about it a lot, or it's like very talked about in politics or something. So like,
yeah,
it really is. Obviously it's different than our situation, but like, it's like unbelievably different to the point where I just can't even imagine the space that you're in. Mm-hmm. But I would agree that like, if there is a way to be less hateful or less outwardly homophobic and more just like, even if it's just you nodding your head in conversation and not outwardly speaking things or adding not to
participating.
It, even if you're kind of lying to yourself and shaking your head yes or no or whatever it is to go along, that would feel like a safer thing to do for me and like my comfort, while still protecting yourself.
Yeah, the law is not that they have to be hateful. And I get that they just don't want to raise any suspicions.
They don't want to raise suspicion, because then it's like they are together. So it's like, you know, then they start looking and stuff. Yeah. But
tiptoe into it. Don't like all of a sudden not participate and like make it very clear, but just maybe pull back a little.
Yeah. And ask Nina to be a little bit more gentle with you if she is being intense. I don't know if she actually is, but if she is, tell her like, yo, we're trying and we're all dealing with this in different ways.
Yeah, and I think when you're in the situation, you need all the support you can from each other. Everyone's on a different timeline with their journey. So maybe say, like, you really appreciate her tough love and you're working on it, but, like, give more constructive feedback of, like, what do I do? How can I navigate this? Like,
and maybe there's, like, a way that you can have, like, a creative outlet just for yourself that, like, lets you be gay at home in, like, the safety of your home. Like, could you journal about your process, and could you like just, you're obviously not allowed to talk about it publicly, but I wonder if there's a world where you can like remind yourself of who you are at home and like with your person, and just like make sure that you're not listening to the stuff you're saying.
Yeah. You can email us updates.
I'd love to hear.
That's tough, though. I'm really sorry. I can't imagine. Like, we are so lucky that we live together. And yeah, there's times where I'm, like, uncomfortable. I don't want to say to specific people. But it's, those are so few and far between. But
yeah, it's not like against the law or like that our safety is consistently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for reminding us that we are in a good position and should do whatever we can to like help people that are not in a good position.
Yeah.
Also, I'm being reminded of the lyric, "How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay."
We've been saying that a lot lately.
I know, but really think about it in the context of the story. It's literally meant for this.
Yeah. Should that be the title of the epi?
How can I be homophobic? My bitches care. It feels a little on the nose.
It's a little, and it's like a little aggressive.
Yeah, it is.
And like, what is he even talking about? How can I be homophobic? Okay. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. Bye, peepees. Kisses. Wee little kisses.
Little egg.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. And he's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
The like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing. I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300. And I'm trying to be a savings girly, and I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing, and they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman, and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said, did you know bedding,
jewelry.
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket, yeah, is from them.
The best, comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.